Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. Like I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish the story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you gotta do is push the bad button. That's all you gotta do. Push the bad
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like, he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy hump day. Hopefully everybody's doing well out there. It's your boy, Coach Lee. Welcome to the Nothing But Basketball Show. Man, it's Wednesday night. We're back at it like we're mad at it. It's time to run one with you guys. With that being said, I'm going to bring my boy in here. What's up, Coach Hill? How you doing today?
Sir, you know what it is, man. You know what it is. Uh-oh, there go my boy, International. Yes, sir.
International Leroy.
Hey, with a capital R. That stands for Roman. Goddamn me. Yes, sir.
Worldwide, my boy.
Yes, sir. Man, how's it going, fellas? Man, I had to try and slide up in here, man. Like, what's good?
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Yeah, blessed. Not a damn thing. Vacation mode. I went and played out in the woods this weekend. But I'm back in civilization, so it's all good.
Ah, so that's why you haven't been answering my phone calls. Okay.
I am off the grid.
Man, I'm gonna be off the grid soon. I'm gonna be doing something.
You gotta reset, brother. You gotta reset. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, Wednesday night, that's how we do our thing. And I believe we got a special guest today joining us.
Yes, sir.
I'll let Coach Hill introduce our special guest.
All right, everybody, man. This is a good friend of mine, mentor. You know, I hit him up every time I need some information as far as just a vent to, man. It's my boy, Coach Jason Kelly, man, from Dallas, man. He has a lot of knowledge, man. It's my boy right here.
Coach Kelly, how you doing?
What's going
Welcome.
What's going on? I'm in this thing.
Yes, sir.
How you doing,
Glad to have you. So, man, glad to have you. Appreciate you sitting in with us, getting a little bit of trouble, causing some internet trouble and whatnot. But, hey, we just hang out, enjoy each other's company. Get the comments going in here tonight. Y'all know how we do it up here. But we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. And, you know, it's going to be the basketball show if we weren't talking about the obvious going on right now. Right?
Definitely. Yes, sir.
And the obvious is going to be those damn NBA playoffs. We got the finals going. We had a first game last night with Phoenix taking a 1-0 lead in a best-of-7 series. Now, with that being said, you know, we had some expert predictions over the last couple of weeks. Some of us come to fruition, some hasn't. But regardless, how y'all feeling about it so far?
I've been wrong the whole time. But, hey, I'm going to be right now, though. Hey, the Suns was looking good. At first, when I was watching the game, it was more going back and forth, feeling each other out. I feel like Giannis actually did pretty well, but man, them Suns, CP3 and them boys, I feel like they gonna take it.
You said Giannis did very well. I think he had like 20 points at most. Wait, what?
I thought
he came back too soon.
Exactly, because I mean, hey, they look better without that young fella, just to be honest, you know, keep it 100, because if you know, we won't put it out there, I think Giannis, he came back this soon because he's playing for his career. So, because they won, because he's been missing on too many occasions. Like, he didn't check KD, you know, he didn't, we got two Bucks and seven, I'm going to take that. I take that. Chalk that money up. But, yeah, I mean, Bucks. We don't. Yeah, get that comment on the tube. Got Bucks and seven. Perfect setup by the Bucks. Yeah, not happening.
That boy, Suns. Too.
Suns all the way.
Oh man.
What do you got? Once they go, man, it's over. Man, get out of here. Get out of here. They can't handle it. They can't handle it. I mean, so the Bucks, they, you know, they just look like they can put up points. That's it. The Suns, that's the team to beat. Let's get it. Let's put Jonathan on that. Shout out to you, Jonathan, baby. Phoenix and six. You know, that's our gaming manager. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Phoenix and six.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, man, I gotta say something, man. You know, these guys that come on the show with Coach Hill, man, they be some smooth-talking fellas, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he just slid that in there, yeah, Phoenix and six. You know what I'm saying? Y'all some cool cats, man. You know what I'm saying? I love you know how, you know, I'm almost subscribed to the Cool Kids magazine. I'll buy that.
So, Coach Kelly, so you call him Phoenix and six. How do you think that happens?
Yeah, somebody mentioned before that when Giannis got back in, they kind of look shaky. Giannis is actually an unorthodox player. He's a big man that tries to shoot threes, and it works against him. They almost got knocked out of the last series because of that. He has a tendency to do things that he's not great at. He should be still attacking the paint. No one can stop him in the paint. It depends on how Giannis plays. If Giannis tries to be the hero, they will win in six. If he doesn't play his position and force those big men to play him in the paint, Phoenix Suns will win this in six. And the reason why is going to be because of CP3 and Devin Booker. They ain't going to be able to stop those two. Plus, you got Aiden going to do his thing. He's going to play his role. Giannis is the pressure of getting there and being there is too much for him right now. If he doesn't understand, he has to settle down and play his position, allow the players around him to work through him in the paint. He almost messed it up last series. They barely got out of that.
Facts. And I want to say something, you know, piggyback off of that. You know, I said on the show, you know, even Drew, who's the biggest star? And I was Middleton. And they looked a whole lot better with Middleton as being a star. And one thing that Lopez, he did during the interview, he said when Giannis didn't play, the team played at a faster pace. And they got to slow down for Giannis, you know, when Giannis played. The game is slow when he plays. So, you know, we've seen the Bucks play at a faster pace and they won. They looked like a complete team when they played without Giannis. So, if Giannis played, they lost, period.
Man, so Michael Wright said the Suns and four stop the madness.
That's what I'm talking about
sweet.
Right there.
We talking about a sweet?
No sweet, man. Mike, it's going to be no sweet, Mike. Hey, you my boy, you my brother, but it's not going to be no sweet, Mike. You know that. It's not going to be no sweet, man.
It's not going to be a sweet. It'll be interesting, but it's not going to be a sweet.
Get the Sandman out of there, man. This is a sweet.
Uh-huh. Mike Measy in the house. What's up, man?
Hey, people gotta understand when we talk basketball, you gotta actually talk sense. You gotta make sense. You gotta go off of people's ability. You gotta go off people's consistency. Giannis have a consistency of doing stuff that he ain't got no business doing. Bingo. All you do, this goes perfectly in the coach's hand. All you gotta do is they say, let him play how he wanna play. If you wanna play on 3-point line, every shot that he missed will turn into a conversion. Every shot that he missed will turn into a fast break. He gonna get tired. And then they gonna slow the Bucks down more on offense. So you gotta understand, like, it's the coach's dream not to go get a superstar that wanna do the most. That's how I beat teams. I beat the team with the superstar who wanna score 50, 60 points at the team expense. You know what I mean? He think he helping, but he's not. The reason why they look better when he gone is because Middleton and the rest of those boys that are playing actually play together. They play at a certain speed that Giannis can't upkeep. They gotta understand that.
Yep.
He works from the damn 3-point line coming downhill. He's not conditioned like LeBron James. He's not conditioned like those guys, but he's trying to play like them. I wouldn't if I were him. He can't get stopped in the post. You had analysts talking all this shit about how, what's his name? Blake Griffin was playing defense on him. He wasn't playing no defense on him. He was just standing in the damn way. You're not playing defense on him. Giannis did what he wanted to do against those guys. And they knew that. They couldn't stop him. But he stopped himself.
Sound like Michael
Giannis stopped himself.
So it sounds like Michael is he dedicated to that broom, man.
Mike just talking shit.
Mike, you get ready to buy some nachos and all that for game 5 and 6. It's going down. It's going down. You might as well throw a party for 5 and 6, and you might get 7. If it goes to 7, then you might see Bucks pull it off. If it goes to 7. It has to go to 6 for Phoenix to get it knocked out the way. Just because of an aging point guard in CP3. You know what I mean? And you know they're going to play physical on him, and he has to make it through those games.
Right.
So the faster he gets this over with, the easier. When you get older, you can't play. You got to throw your punches out there and go and knock him out. Everybody know that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's the healthier team. It's the smarter team that's going to win. You know what I mean? And Giannis doesn't give them the upper hand if he plays freestyle like he do.
I want to know where all this confidence come with the Bucks, because who did they beat? I mean, the Suns, to me, that's the team to beat. The Suns got the confidence going into this. You know, the Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got a thing to lose. I mean, you know I'm saying? They got the most to lose, you know what I'm saying, because they came in. They had so much success in the regular season. But, yeah, this is going to be, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people are expecting. I'm going to ask you this question. You think this is living up to the hype, to the finals hype? Off the first,
you think who?
Like off the first game, do you think this series? Because you know a lot of people didn't expect these teams to actually be in the finals. So do you think it's? Do you think this team, this final series, is actually a good one that people are going to watch?
Nah, it's going to have some low ratings on it, I believe.
Yeah,
it's going to have low ratings because nobody would really expected this shit. But the thing about it is, this is perfect. Nobody expected this.
Real talk.
Everybody expected Brooklyn, they expected the Lakers, they expected the Clippers, they expected other teams that was exciting with names.
I know.
Injuries got them. All this change of format and stuff got to them. But I put like this: this is going to be the most close to basketball anybody's ever seen inside a finals. Meaning facts. That it is going to really go off of challenging people's IQs, challenging people's coachability, challenging coaches on strategies and changing up through the game. People that I understand, this is the perfect opportunity. If you really, really am a fan, a student, or professor of the game, you're going to appreciate this finals more than any other finals, because it's not going to be who got the best players. It's going to be who got the smartest players, who got the players who know how to win by any means necessary, who got the players who know how to adjust. And that's what's going to boil down to it. This is going to be the most complete finals you've ever seen. The other finals are basically weighed on who stayed in the game longer, who put, you know what I mean, who put their strategy together and was able to execute. This is going to be a chess match. This is not going to be a cakewalk. So fans should be really happy about this, because you don't have the usual people here. You know what
Great
I mean?
Point. But that's what I'm talking like. How fans are like, it's weird because, you know, you would think, you know, that more because we interview a lot of international players, and all of them say how the NBA is really fake basketball because it's set up for one or two people to be successful. But that's what everyone wants. Like you said, now is the most time that you're going to really see a competitive game, and it has low ratings. That just –
right.
It just
this is a legacy moment for everybody. Think about that. Everybody understand that.
CP3.
Think about CP3 playing 16 years, bro. 16 years and finally getting there. Think about Giannis. Giannis was in the running for being the best player in the world, top 3, top 5, when analysts was talking about it years ago, right? The guy that got all the shit to prove, but nothing to back it up, no hardware. So the ratings are not going to be that high just because it's not the biggest names.
Facts.
But there's a difference between fans and a difference between guys who really know basketball. Anybody who really know basketball is going to appreciate this. Fans is going to do whatever.
Man, he's making some good points right there.
That's that coach talk there, man.
That's that Coach Kelly, man. All day, every day.
I'm just keeping it real, man. It's the difference between, I put like this. It's a tier to this shit. If I'm talking to you guys about sports, it's different than talking to a fan. If I talk to a fan, he's just dick riding. She's just dick riding. She just want to see one player do good or one team do good. Not understanding that team may not be the best team out there. They may not be equipped. When you talking to guys who know the game, they understand there's variables, there's factors, there's X factors that are all involved in this. And we know, deciphering through those, that who is really the best out there, who is really the elite or the elite coach or the elite athlete. A lot of these coaches, to be honest, NBA and even other leagues around the world are benefiting off of having great players who are coaches on the court as well. So they don't really have to do much thinking. The players are doing this shit. It's like, if you have a LeBron James, what do you really have to do?
Show
you
up.
Don't have to do much as a player. Even as a coach, you just say, hey, LeBron, what you think gonna work? And then he say, hey, man, just slow the pace down because we're gonna be able to have this, that. He knows other team shooting percentages. I mean, this guy knows this game in and out. Like, I mean, let's be for real.
You drive a truck.
You're not going to appreciate this.
Two says, I love this dude. Man, you're getting fans already, man. Hey, within the brand. You driving some. But, man, you know, we got to get ready quick. But, look, I'm going to be back with more of this too, man. For real, Coach Kelly.
Coach Kelly dropping jewels on the boys.
Nah, I'm on the phone.
We'll be right back. Take a quick commercial break, fellas.
Hello.
What's up, world? Kyrie Robinson, man. New Orleans Saints veteran. Hey, man, make sure you guys go check out my guy, man, STWF, the media, man. Check them guys out. Y'all want to get sports talks with players, with fans, anything like that, man, go check them guys out, man. That's the place to be if you want to talk sports. Who Dat Nation.
Just like just that. Like we back. Back.
Yes, hi, sir. Guys. I just want to say hi. That was like the coolest thing, man.
That's baby girl, man.
All right. So, we talked about the finals.
For real.
We got a showboat.
You gotta say something, man.
I'm telling you, man, I'm out of town, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hey, man, I'm out of town. Chill.
All right, so next up we have Utah Jazz.
Well, hold on. Get Michael's comment on the screen. He said, get on the bird out the studio.
Boy, Mike a fool, man.
So next up, we have the Utah Jazz who are no longer in the playoffs. And we have the part of the ownership team is none other than Dwayne Wade. And there's some concerns about if he's going to vote for greener pastures or he's going to re-up with Utah when the time comes. So how y'all feeling about that?
You said, what about Dwayne?
He's worried about Donovan Mitchell staying with the Jazz and his desire to do so.
That's a messy situation. Because, I mean, to be honest, they only had Donovan Mitchell and a couple other pieces. So, if you sit back and depart from that, which actually kind of got you as a solid team, not a championship team or necessarily a deep playoff run team, where do you go from there? Now you go straight into rebuild mode opposed to building around him.
True.
I mean, that's a sticky situation. I mean, I would hate to be D-waiting that, you know. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, we got to move away from you after you done told this kid that he's the face. He's been the face. When you look at them, you look at him. He goes somewhere else, he's gonna come back with a vengeance. I promise you. Every player do, every great player do. When they get moved, yes. Every okay, look at what was that guy's name they call Lemon Pepper Lou?
Lou Williams.
Lemon Pepper Lou?
Yep.
With the Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
Yeah. Mind you, remember that he was last year, he had all this stuff going on, right? And look how deep they go. You see what I'm saying? It does something to a player. A player comes back with vengeance. If they really a hooper, they really an athlete, they're going to come back and they're going to play hard. You know what I mean? So if I were them, I mean, if you want to try to move from them, but you're going to have to build a hell of a team. That's like a four-star, four-and-a-half-star player. I ain't going to call him a five-star player, but how many four-stars, four-and-a-half-star players like him that you're going to find out there on the market? You can't keep putting three other stars together and say, oh, we got three stars. No, that's not enough. You got three one-star players. That four and a half is hard to replace. So if they go on, hey, I wish them best, but what's going to happen is D-Way going to get a lot of bad press behind it. I promise you that. They're going to say, hey, since he's been owner, they went down, they went this, they went that. And to be honest, they got to say in a tough situation, salary caps, all that shit. He's walking into a situation where he's like, now I have to make some executive decisions that people are going to blame me for. The same thing happened to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan technically didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was a great player, but he's not a great GM. You know what I mean? He's like one or two
facts.
Players, but you know,
we spoke about that shows ago.
Team together. You know what I'm saying? And D-Way might be the same way, but I think D-Way is better.
So,
yeah.
I know you actually made a valid point about, you know, D-Wade, since he's taking over. If he leaves, he's doomed. If he stays and they don't have the same success on the court, he's doomed. It's kind of a lose-lose situation for him.
Yeah, either way, like you're saying, it's a lose-lose situation. So, I think, and I see Spider. It's time for him to go do something else, man. It's time for him to go explore something else, man. Because like Coach Kelly was saying, what are they going to bring in? They got to bring in certain caliber players to match his energy, to match his intensity. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is like, hey, if they're not going to do that, which they should have been doing, it's time for me to go, man. Like, it shouldn't just be happening now because things are changing. You should have been had people around me because we are – a solid team. We are contenders, but now it's like, well, like you said, Coach Lee, it's a lose-lose situation. Hey, in life, sometimes you got to take losses and bounce back from them. So I think in the long run, it'll help Utah. You know, they'll bounce back one day. But hey, I think it'll help Spider's career too to go somewhere else.
My thing is, there ain't no Jazz in Utah. And damn sure ain't no basketball team. They took my New Orleans Jazz, so, hey, I want them to forever be trash. Let me just throw that out there. Now that we going to talk about, you know, the actual game, you know, an actual Donovan Mitchell. I mean, you know, he came to a poor situation. Like, who, you know, once again, it came like the Jazz hadn't been hot since Karl Malone. You know, so, I mean, for him to get drafted there, get him to get picked there, you know, it was a – kind of like going to the Cleveland Browns. And it's a time for, you know, it's time for the Utah for them to make a business decision and make the assessment because they're not getting better as a team. They actually had the same expectations this year as it was last year. So, you know, I think it's time for them to go and, you know, try, you know, and take his talents and move to South Beach, as they say.
South Beach.
He needs to move from up there in Mormon's town.
Yeah.
You know, if he moves himself, he lose, they're going to say that he wasn't effective in Utah, so he ain't effective nowhere else. You already know that where the narrative is going to go.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to try to demonize him if it's based upon where he wants to go, where he think he'd be successful in, basis the Utah Jazz just making a business decision. You know what I mean?
But that, to your point, that comes with being a star. You know, everyone, just like with LeBron, when he decided to move around, KD, that comes what happens. So he has to be mentally tough for that. Either way it goes, because if he stays, he's going to have to deal with a team that he's not meeting expectations on. And if he goes somewhere else, they're going to, you know, they're going to tarnish his name. So he's going to have that chip on his shoulder, like you say, to make it through.
Michael says yeah, the only thing Utah needs to get prepared for.
Ain't nobody trying to go to Utah.
Right. And that's
the reason why that they got D-Wade. Nice, right. So, two said he needs to stay Utah and remain in number one.
If we having these conversations, he's no longer number one.
Bingo.
Yeah. Boom.
And you know, one thing that we all can agree on, I want to debate this. D Wade and the unions, they can handle bad publicity. So I mean, you know, they ain't tripping if they got a sorry team, a good team, a contender. Look, they just long for the ride, man. But they might build a compound under goddamn gym. Sorry.
I'm going crazy.
So these next couple of, you know, time frames gonna be kind of important, and we'll see where it ends up going.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
So we're gonna take our last break of the night before we get to those tailor-made updates from the Mighty Coach here.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be right back in about 20-25 seconds.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tamara Moore, former WNBA guard and current head coach at Mesabi Range College. I want to give a big shout out to STWF Media, the big brand, for showing love and always being about those good sports. Make sure you guys show them love. You and your community can join them every week to talk about sports. Shouts out to them and make sure you check them out.
Just like that. Shout out to you too. Appreciate that, man.
So, East Coast.
So, y'all know what time it is. It's time for a man, Coach Hill, to bless us with the graciousness.
We had our first round game this past weekend, man. We beat a team 138-96. It was the LW Cyclones. I mean, it was cool. It is what it is, man. In a game like that, since we don't practice a lot, we definitely try to work on plays and stuff like that. So, I mean, hey, we knew coming into that game we had to execute and take care of business. I'm still not happy with the defensive end of the game, but hey, at the end of the day, we'll get it together going into next week's game. I have some stats for y'all, man, for y'all listening, man. You know, you got T. Shaw with 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 3 steals. You got Chaney. My boy Chaney's back off that hamstring injury, man. You know, he's looking kind of shaky, but he'll be all right, man. He got to come back 100%. But he had 17 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Then you have Chance Gibson with 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Then you have Peyton Casares, which is a new player to our team. He had 23 points. Yeah, and y'all can barely see that, but it's all good. You know I post stuff all the time. Y'all good. 23 points, 5 rebounds. You know, he's a role player, so Coach Kelly knows about role players, so this guy plays his role very well, very well. Doesn't complain, does what he needs to do. Then you have Martez Young, who only had 4 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. He did the dirty work that game, man. So then you have our player of the game, Devon Wilson. You know, he's been on the show before. He, you know, holds the Waco Terror record for 3-pointers made. He had 41 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. He also hit 13 threes in that game, which that's a big accomplishment. But, you know, hey, shout out to that boy, man. Finishing it up with Logan Hicks with 25 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And, you know, that's what it is, man. So big shout out to those boys, man, for doing what they do. We have the also we have the playoff games. We're in the quarterfinals. We'll be there's Devon Wilson shooting a three like he does, man. We're moving on to the quarterfinals. We'll be taking on the number one seeded Dallas Heat in Dallas, in McKinney, as a matter of fact. So all the fans, man, I'll post in the group the address, man. Let's get out there. Let's support the Terror, man, because, you know, we need all the support. And we know we have fans all over the state, all over the country, man. So we'll be playing the number one team. We're looking to win that game. And by any means necessary, man, it's going to take the defensive end first and just hustle and not stop playing, playing four quarters of basketball, one quarter at a time, one possession at a time. Right here, we have the other playoff matchups. You know, you have the number two seed versus the number seven seed, the DTX Wolfpack versus SBA Elite out of H-Town. Then you have the DFW Gorillas versus I Got Next out of Austin. And then you have the Texas Tribe out of Houston versus the Austin Elite team out of Austin. So there's some pretty good matchups there. You know, don't let the number eight in front of our logo fool you, because we come and we have something to prove.
That's how them Hawks were.
Yeah, and you know, we a little hungry. You see the fatigues, man. That's what we wearing this weekend, because we going to war. We know what it is when we go into hostile territory. So, and I'm not even playing. I mean, we coming. So we gonna do what we do, man, and keep it basketball. And let's go out here and enjoy ourselves. That's what it is.
Yeah, yes, sir. Definitely got to rock with the Terror, man. Yeah, make sure you drop that date, because I want to, you know, I'm going to try to get out there.
Yeah, as soon as the coach from the other team lets me know what time the game is, I mean, it's going down this Saturday, fam. So I'm guessing maybe 5 o'clock, 5:30 in McKinney. So we going to keep
it. Get my groupie shirt, get my Waco Terror groupie shirt, man.
All that. I've been there. We in that thing. We repping for real. And then, you know, I got a few questions for my man Jason Kelly too, man. That's why I brought him on. Yeah, as you can see, he's very knowledgeable, man. He gonna let you know what it is. And hey, if you don't like it, get off the shit, man. Close your ears, whatever, man. But you know, I just have two questions. I mean, y'all have however many y'all got, man. But I've learned a lot from you, Coach Kelly, just by talking to you and becoming friends over the X amount of years. So one of my questions is, what motivates you to keep, and I've asked this before, but hey, I'm all about motivation. What motivates you to keep coaching and impacting lives, just like me, with adult men? You know, we both had our run-ins with these guys, man. And it's nothing, we're not throwing shade on nobody, but hey, what keeps you motivated to keep wanting to mold and help men grow mentally?
Shit, well, you said it right there. I mean, a lot of these guys don't understand the accountability that we give them is accountability they're supposed to have in life. So a lot of these cats think just because they're grown, they're in a position to make all the right decisions and that they have all the answers, and they don't. This basketball and the sports industry is just an avenue of what I would call another parenting extension or teacher-student moment for them. And they don't understand it. They think that they have all the answers. They think that they have all the solutions to every problem that they have. And they don't understand the reason why they're in a position, because they fell somewhere. We are, to a lot of players, the ugly truth. Every time I turn around, I have to tell a player, you're not as good as what your mom and daddy thought you was. You're not as high as the high school that you was at was, because you got to go against everybody. So when a person come to me and I tell them, hey man, I need you to do a certain thing that you do well and that's it, they look at me crazy because they think that I'm supposed to kiss their ass or they earned something. And they don't understand, you have to take it from everybody. You can't just earn it from your homeboys and your friends around you. Anybody will lie to you that's close to you and say, hey man, you the shit, you don't got nothing else to learn, you ain't got nothing else to do in life and nothing like that, but you only went this far and the ceiling is higher. So for me, when I look at these players and I motivate them, I want them to do great things. Some of them don't understand that because the toxic part of their masculinity and ego get in the way, so that they don't want to listen to another man telling them what to do. But But I tell them, if you don't listen to me, you'll listen to failure. I said, but you're not allowed to fail me. You can fail yourself. You can't fail me, homie. You're going to fail somewhere else. You know what I mean? You got to get some instructions. You got to get some ism. That's just the game. A lot of these players don't understand. It's the ism. If they go in, it's the mind frame. They come into a place, they say, hey, I got something to prove, and they act like they don't. It's okay to be the man here in Dallas, but you got to understand, this world is bigger than Dallas. You can beat a lot of people out to be the big dog. A lot of these guys, when they go out there on that court and they play in these competitions, they only do well against guys that they're better than. If they go against equal talent and they go against equal dog or more of a dog, they're going to fold. You know what I mean? They don't understand about going on the road and playing against people you don't know in a hostile environment and having to come out on top and force them to understand your greatness, force your greatness upon them. They don't understand that. They're used to beating people that they're used to beating. And they're used to the same people patting them on the back, whether they do good or bad. There's plenty of guys out here that are being celebrated like fools. And the problem is, I'd rather be that true to them, that ism, than to be some fool right along with them clapping for them. Because I'm setting them up for failure. Because they don't understand. I've seen it. I've been in that arena. I understand what it means to go against athletes that are just good, good, good. They don't need a crowd. Matter of fact, when they go out of town, they play better. These guys here today, these athletes here today are expecting to everybody to be a fan of them. I'm not a fan of them. I'm a supporter. There's a difference. I want you to do great, meaning that I don't have to tell you that you're great all the time. I'm never going to tell you did good enough. I'm going to always ask more of you because I want you to dominate. These guys don't understand about dominating. They understand by just beating guys that they beat before.
Well, needless to ask you the question, do you give trophies for second place, coach, huh?
You say what?
I say needless to ask, do you give trophies for second place and participation trophies?
Hell
I can hear
no.
it in your delivery. You don't.
Because to be honest, man, let's say like this. You know, not to get too raw, but you wouldn't
talk.
Give a prostitute credit for almost busting a nut, right? That's a million for you. So why would you give credit to an athlete for almost being the best? No. I can't give a credit to a 7-foot dude getting a rebound over me. I'm 5'5". You're supposed to do that. That's the
real
job.
Real talk.
At least today, think that if you ain't patting me on the back, you a hater of mine. No, I'm not. I'm actually trying to build you up. It's the ism that you don't get used to. It's something that your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your auntie, and them never told you. They never told you, hey, girl, you not that pretty. There's going to be other prettier girls out here. They never told you, hey, dude, you not that nice. They told you the best person in the world. They told you the best athlete they ever seen. They bought you the fucking orders that you didn't earn.
But you got to add it too, coach.
They can't shoot a jump in the say they lie. They can't
but you gotta add too they to put them on Instagram with a hashtag. So but yeah they saying? Definitely highlight
they
that,
under
that type 50% of behavior.
They call themselves a shooter. Who do that? Who shoots under 50% call themselves a shooter?
Facts.
That's what they doing. They buy expensive ass $200-$300 shoes and they shoot jumpers like Shaq shoot free throws.
Wow.
Come on man. Like it's just a game.
But let me ask you this, coach. I got a question for you. So, you know, I was a teacher, and one thing that a lot of parents used to say, a lot of teachers coined this phrase, well, there's not an unteachable child. So, you know, I bought into that. But I do sometimes feel like there's an uncoachable kid because maybe they don't understand the whole idea of organized ball. You know what I'm saying? They still black top is all about me. So what do you think about that? Is there a such thing as an uncoachable kid or player or adult?
There's an uncoachable kid, an uncoachable teacher, an unreasonable person too. All that is this. If, like I said before, you don't pay the price with your bus. Okay? These kids out here, these adults and these grown-ass people who don't want to be coached up, don't want to learn nothing, at a certain point in time in their life, it becomes a choice. That means it becomes stupidity. It goes from ignorance, from not knowing, to stupidity. And a lot of these people are choosing stupidity. A lot of them come in to organizations, have coaches that are trying to help them out, and they say, I ain't going to do that because you told me to. Not that it's wrong. It's just you said it. And then you know what happens when they have that? They have the dumbass support system behind them telling them, that's right, baby. It's a dumbass friend, a dumbass cousin, a dumbass mama, or a dumbass daddy that tells their kids that you ain't got to listen to nobody because he don't know what he's talking about. But they dumbass people ain't put them in a position.
Facts.
They ain't got no
team. Well put.
They ain't coaching. But they'll tell the coach, don't talk to my son like that. If your son don't want to be talking like that, tell him to go join your team. And then he got to sit his ass in the bleachers with the parents.
And you know, and that's one thing that I feel that's missed, as missing through the youth sports now, the true meaning of sports. Like, it's competitive nature, it's sportsmanship, and being on a team. Because, you know, like myself, I'm an only kid. So I learned how to be a team player by being on a team. You know, but now, you know, like you say, these parents telling these kids, oh, it's all about you, can't tell no one. You messing this kid up isn't, messing up their skill set growing up.
What happens is when kids get like that, and Coach Wim can contest to this because we've been in the same building, we watch grown-ass kids act a fool. When kids grow up, right, and they're learning exactly what you say, International Leroy, as soon as they learn that, they have a hard time socializing as an adult. They don't have a healthy relationship even at home, so they can't have a healthy relationship in public. So every time I turn around, you know what I do when I watch players act a fool? I watch who's going to be able to calm them down. I look and see if the coach is going to be able to say, hey, man, stop that. I look and see if their mama going to be able to tell them to stop that. I look and see if their kids, seeing their kids is going to be able to stop them and calm them down. Hell, even their spouse. When you look at that type of activity, you look at that type of demeanor and mannerism, you understand there's never been a limitation put on that person. There's never been a hierarchy put in place. There's never been something that they had to be in company with, that they had to stay in line with.
Wow.
That's the reason why you got it like that.
Mm. Man, that's true. Right, that's it. So, my last question. You know, what was your most hard call as being a coach? Because, you know, me when I was teaching, some may say the hardest thing was suspending the kids, but hell no, I was suspending them badass kids, so that wasn't the hardest thing for me. But the hardest thing for me being a teacher is seeing some kids miss the mark and not understand. You know, just watching these kids miss the mark and don't care. So as a coach, you know, what is your hardest decision? What is your hardest moment as a coach dealing with the team as a player?
That's for me?
Yes, sir. That was for you, Coach Kelly. Sorry.
I feel like this. My hardest part is watching a guy lose out on his potential. Dang. I hate great, lazy players. Great, lazy players who's so hard-headed, who got so much ego, so much pride, that they ain't went nowhere because of them. And you can't tell them it's their fault. And you're like, damn. Boy, you should be somewhere. Damn, you should have this. Damn, you should be in the NBA or whatever. And they look at you like, I ain't trying to hear that shit. And I'm like, why are you even around?
Facts.
Like, why are you even around? It's just like walking into a club or restaurant or whatever, and you see a pretty lady, and you try to talk to her, she got a bad attitude. You say, well, why are you pretty folk if you're going to be ugly on the inside?
Facts.
You expect nobody say hello to you. You expect nobody say good morning, but your attitude's so bad, all of that out of beauty looks bad now. And it's the same way with these players. That's the hardest part, is watching great players fail themselves. And I just shake my head. It's hard to motivate a person who has all that ability, has all that talent, and you're trying to build up the skill set so it can last longer. And they just say, I don't care. Just give them the failure that they want. That's what I tell coaches. Clean it up. Just kick them off the damn team. They don't want to be successful. Give it to a dog that want to eat. This dog don't want to eat. He the big dog, but he want to be big dog when he want to be big dog. Now, you want to push him out the way.
Damn, look, okay, thank y'all. Look, you dropped the mic on that one, Coach Kelly. Like, dude, that was good. That was well put. You know what I'm saying? I double salute to you, brother. You got anything, Coach Lee?
You can't teach no student don't want to learn, man. That's just how it is. It's the game. It's the ism straight up. If they don't want to learn, don't teach them. I learned a long time ago. Person, listen, ain't no sense keep talking to them. You talk to your damn self. All you do is understand the language you're speaking. That's all they need to understand. If they understand the language, then hey, did you hear me? Oh, yeah. Okay, so you didn't do what I tell you to do. Okay, so that's a choice. Okay, now the relationship that we're supposed to have ain't what we're supposed to be. I tell players all the time, and you can go back and look at my workout films on the guys I was coaching. I tell them, look here. When they start with the organization, I tell them, I coach, you play. Do not fuck that up. Do not fuck that relationship up.
Mm.
Don't make it a time where you don't want to play, and don't make it a time that I can't coach you. Because we're not going to do this like a toxic relationship like you got at home or something. I don't stay with you, so I ain't going to play with you.
Okay, you dropping some ball. You gonna, you know, you,
hey, I'm using that.
Shit. You do that with your old lady. Do that with your old lady. Do that with your kids. You're a grown man. I'm gonna treat you like a grown man. But I'm gonna tell you, opportunities gonna be far and less in between. You understand what I'm saying? But the problem is, everybody got to tighten up the game. The game got to tighten up. Everybody gonna be on the course. Say, man, we ain't dealing with no hard headed players no more. We ain't dealing with the knucklehead. Say, bro, you want to fight and all that? Go ahead, and go. We don't need you here. I don't give a damn how many times you do.
Zero tolerance.
That's that Dallas coming out of now. That South Dallas swag. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, bro. That's real tough, though. When you get like that, it's like, uh-oh, no. Coach Kelly getting crazy.
he's always been like that.
I'm telling you.
And that's how you get respect. You gotta be straight up with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, you been nothing but real. Like, man, you dropped a lot of leadership coaching nuggets on this show, man. Appreciate that. We're about to get get ready to wrap things up. Coach Lee, you got any questions? We can't hear you, man. We hear your lips moving, but we can't hear nothing coming out.
My bad, you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Now, I just want to say, man, Coach Kelly, we appreciate you jumping on here with us today. You know, like, what's his name now? International Leroy Jr. says.
Wow.
You shared a whole bunch of knowledge with us and our listeners. And, hey, it's refreshing to hear because this day and age, there's a lot of people that still don't subscribe to that narrative. They want to cater to these superstars, these athletes and whatnot, and nobody is going to be bold enough to tell them like it is and hit them in the mouth. But guess what? If you outside of that arena or that competing area, when you're in the game, you know, the game of life, nobody's going to kiss your butt. They're going to tell you like it is, and you're just a number in the cog. So at the end of the day, you can't be pampered. You can't expect the world to operate like that. And we need more basketball coaches, more teachers, more lecturers, and things like that, like you gentlemen up here today. Because if not, we're going to continue to go down this narrative of just people being soft and can't handle constructive criticism and everybody getting these participation trophies. And that's why we're at where we're at now.
Well, I want a trophy. We got to give you a trophy, Coach Kelly, for participating in our show. But I just got to get a shout out. So definitely give a shout out to Sean's Athletic Gear. Y'all go check it out for any sports and apparel. It's Sean, SHAUN, athleticgear.com. Got all the new clothes, all the gear, jerseys, hats, joggers, trainers, everything. Check it out. Definitely got to give a shout out to Brand. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of good stuff going on. Shout out to Spotify, Apple, iTunes. Y'all check us out on all streaming platforms. Man, but that's all I got, man. You know, I got to get back to what I was doing, man. I'm internationally known on the microphone. Oh, sorry. That's for Thursday's show.
But man, that's all I got. Appreciate y'all, boys. Man, who what you got up, Coach Hill? For your shout outs.
Shout y'all boys out, man. Shout out Coach Kelly for coming on, dropping them jewels on everybody, man. If people didn't hear you, they wasn't really listening. They missed the whole message. All that advice, all that just went right over their head. But hey, you touched a lot of lives today on the show, man. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Coach Lee, International Leroy Jr., man, for allowing Coach Kelly on, man, and for allowing me to still be on this thing, man, touching lives as well, man. Salute y'all boys.
Oh, man, we part of the brand, man. That, like I said, that was my fault. Give a shout out to Coach Kelly, man. Like, yeah, shout out to you for coming hanging out with me, man. Like, get a little crazy with us. We was on our best behavior today, so, you know, don't fall. But you got any shout outs before we get up out of here? Coach Kelly, you got any shout outs?
Oh, shit, shout out to y'all just having me, shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, shout out to y'all, you know what I mean? Each and every one of y'all, man. Thank you, brothers, for having me on, you know what I mean? Shout out to those who are tuning in. Tune in for some more ism, you know what I mean? Some more game applied as needed, you know what I mean?
Just like that.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's like that, just surprising me, man.
Yes, shit. Sir. All right, Coach Lee, what you got for us? Get us up out of here. Oh, wait, you know what? We got Coach Lee. You give us a, you know, you give your shout out. We got to let Coach Kelly, man. Coach Kelly, you're going to have to close out the show for, you know, tell the viewers, thank y'all. Like, we'll pull a Russell Simmons. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. But before we let you close us out, Coach Lee, you got any shout out?
Hey, as always, I enjoy doing, you know, every show that we do. Coach Kelly, again, we appreciate you coming on with us, brother. You're welcome back anytime. Like, comment, subscribe. Let people know we out there.
Most down.
It's on you now, Coach. We waiting for you to close us out. We all looking at you. Like, you got to let close the show, sir.
You say what?
We waiting on you to close the show. You got to tell, you know, pull a Russell Simmons. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. We waiting on you to close us out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank all of you guys in the atmosphere coming out, watching the show. Hope y'all learned something. Learn something, earn something, apply it. You know what I mean? Don't deny it. Coach Kelly, and I'm out.